All right, this edition of Talking with Derek here in Providence, Rhode Island, outside Starbucks over here. We have Arlene Violet. If you just heard the interview last week, she was on the Derek Shapiro Show, but now Talking with Derek. Welcome back.
Thank you,
yes,
Derek.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, your play, of course, The Families, of course. That's why, you know, you're out of press, of course. It's about the mob, of course, and your book that you wrote is about the mob, too.
Yes.
What's the difference between the play and the book?
Well, the book, of course, is on the life of John Partington, the mob and me.
Exactly.
The me is John Partington.
Exactly.
And he started the Federal Witness Protection Program for the United States of America. So it talks about this incredibly courageous man and all the challenges he had and the characters that he actually had to guard and all the schemes he used to keep
exactly.
them safe. You know, when you look back now, many of the protocols he established to protect these wise guys
exactly.
are used by the President of the United States to keep them safe.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Now, your play, who is that based on?
Well, it's some of the characters, ironically, that were in that book, they're like the bad penny that keeps
really?
Showing up. I ran into them in the 70s when I first worked in the Attorney General's office, and then all over again in the 80s
really?
When I was Attorney General, prosecuting them as the Attorney General. So some of the same characters in a way that are in the book
right.
because they kept coming back. They
exactly.
have, you know, their cats, the nine lives. Actually, so they just got arrested, some of them, about a month and a half ago.
Really?
Right here in Rhode Island all over again.
So the mob is not really over by any means.
The crimes have changed. I think with the Racketeering Act and the ability to confiscate the property of mobsters under that RICO Act, I think it certainly has had a very severe dent. But the mob is still around on what we call lesser tier crimes.
Right.
A set of capital crimes is still involved in extortion, gambling, things of that nature.
So, were you nervous doing this play? Were you nervous prosecuting these bad people, or were you, or were some of them, did some of the people that you actually prosecuted and put away, did they respect you in some way?
Well, first of all, the mob never hurt law enforcement deliberately. If you got shot, it was because you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, so it was an
right.
accident. So I never really was fearful of the mob. I did have bodyguards when I was Attorney General, but that was because of the Colombian drug cartel.
Mm-hmm.
I went after the higher ups in the mob,
right.
and they had moved their headquarters to Central Falls, Rhode Island.
Right.
So I had bodyguards relative to them. They were Medellin drug dealers, and they had a Papa Cop program.
Exactly.
So that's the only thing I really had to watch out for.
So for putting this play on, what do you think the mob would say about this play?
I think they would think it was fair. I do know when I was running for office for Attorney General, one of the reporters asked Raymond Patriarca, the head
yes.
of crime in New England, what he thought about me, and he said that he liked me because I went after the white collars as well.
Really?
So I think they would think it was fair.
Have you spoken to the Patriarca family recently, and have they saw your play?
I don't know if they've seen the play, but
exactly.
I haven't deliberately talked to Junior, who was still around.
Exactly.
I think it's fair.
Sure.
And of course, the family, we call it that because it's universal themes. The godfather
exactly.
Has a son who doesn't want to follow in his footsteps, something a lot of dads have
exactly.
relative to their sons. There is a scene here where a family goes into witness protection and the wife for the first time realizes what her husband really did for a living.
Sure.
And to me, she personifies that kind of family unit. And it could be a man married to a woman, but you marry somebody and they're not quite the person
exactly.
you thought they were. Right? So it has these kind of universal themes to it.
So, let me ask you, lawyers that represent the mob, and of course you're the prosecuting attorney, of course, being Attorney General, what do you think about lawyers who represent the mob? What do you think about them?
Well, as you know, that's what our system is. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. I think it's very good to have a justice system that really keeps the prosecution's feet to the fire. And I'm glad that there are defense lawyers around to do their best to really make us prove cases beyond a reasonable doubt. So I have respect, certainly, for mob lawyers because they're doing their job.
Sure. Now, do you think any politicians in Rhode Island are connected? And what do you think about that?
Well, I think certainly in days past, that was true. I'm not, obviously, the Attorney General anymore, so I'm not privy to the latest
exactly.
intelligence on it. But I certainly think it was true in the past.
Sure. So you'll play the families, of course.
Right.
What do you want people to get out of your play?
Well, I want them to get out of this play that, in a way, while people sometimes think the mob is bad, in many ways, the same behavior is being replicated by politicians. In my musical, there's a scene where the godfather, in real life,
right,
was very good to people in the neighborhood. They used to say Raymond Patriarca that he had 1,000 eyes in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
And those were all the old ladies, you know, who watched soap for him. And we have a scene like that in my musical.
Really?
But by the same token, this past Sunday in Rhode Island, there was an article of 3 North Providence councilmen who were convicted, and they got a pretty stiff sentence. And when they interviewed the old ladies in North Providence, they all, that's, you know, they were nice guys, they did that, this or that. So what I want them to get out of my musical is that while sometimes people look at the mob as the only gangsters, politicians and councilmen, in this case in North Providence, they're just as much gangsters, and the same dynamic of trying to make excuses for them because they did you a favor in North Providence or whatever, it's really the same deal that went on with the mob. So not much has changed.
Exactly. Well, I must thank you, Arlene and Violet. I respect you so greatly for being on my show.
Derek.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Derek.
Yes.